two, three, four.
And welcome to 1234. It's Oz Music Month right across November, and I've been making a couple of special shows that highlight what a rich, rich wealth of talent we have in this country. And this program will absolutely cement that in your mind if you had any doubt. I don't have doubts, and I'm sure you don't either, but really wonderful selection. Seven great artists. Adam Gibson, if you know Adam, he's, I think, one of Australia's great poets, has been a part of many different bands. The Aerial Maps, most recently, is the group he's attached to. But earlier this year, a wonderful double vinyl album release of some of his greatest songs. And I tell you what, they are magic. As well, his brother, who he's worked with on many different ensembles and occasions, Simon Robert Gibson, has his own solo album out, so we'll be hearing from the Gibson brothers on this edition. Plus, great album of covers from one of my favourite bands from the 80s that have continued on very, very strongly in ups and downs. And we'll finish with a brand new band of sorts, but with some old heads, some wise heads, and great songwriting from the finalists. And aptly, they will end this edition of 1234. But let's kick off with a great new track that channels the spirit of the 90s oh so well. As soon as I heard this, I read the little blurb and it said that in it. It speaks about that, well, in fact, it uses that word, channeling 90s indie rock, and I had already thought of that, so maybe I wrote it in another lifetime. Tanaya Harper released an absolutely brilliant EP back in 2018 called Some Kind. She followed it up with Slow Motion Breakup a little earlier this year. But this one, really, I think is probably one of her best yet. I love it. It's called Emma, and hopefully people will really get behind it. What a talent. Tanaya Harper's Emma.
I never thought that
magic voice Caitlin Harnett has. I remember having her on my old program, and I say that a lot, don't I? But her album, The River Runs North, was wonderful, and she was channeling a beautiful, there's that word again, folkloric feeling, like a young Joni Mitchell, I guess. But in 2015, she formed a group with the Pony Boys, Caitlin Harnett and the Pony Boys, and they've gone down a much stronger Americana, slightly country vibe. And this brand new album that's come out called Late Night Essentials. But don't let the country moniker throw you, because there's some soaring saxophone that comes in. And I guess there's that little twist that you don't expect at times within this really, really great album. The band have toured the States a couple of times, and this has been a long time coming, this album. She supported the likes of Tony Joe White, Hurrah for the Riff Raff. So, you know, no slouch when it comes to performing on the big stage. And I'm really hoping big things for Caitlin Harnett, because even back on that first solo album of hers, her voice was so crystal clear and beautiful. The track I shared with you, Don't Give Up On Me, I had to look twice at that because I've written it in my doctor's scrawl in pencil on a piece of paper. The full details, if I'm wrong, you can double check by heading to the Pimpod website. Just look for this episode 179, celebrating great Australian music on this edition as a part of Oz Music Month in November. We started with Tanaya Harper, and I think you'll agree, a very, very strong artist coming out of Perth. And I have some dates if you are in the West, because, yes, gigs are happening again. Well, you've missed the launch. Oh, I missed it, I guess. It was last Friday, the 20th of November. But there are a couple of other shows coming up. If you head to Busselton, great little town, the Fire Station, on Saturday the 12th, that's a free show. At 6 Degrees at Albany on Friday the 18th of December, performing solo with Leah Grant. So there's two more shows in the West if you're there and you want to go for a little bit of a trip. Certainly worth your effort, I would suggest. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. This next group, Ups and Downs, were a group that I grew up with and loved in the 80s when I was buying a lot of records. Their music came out on their own little label called Basket Case Records, and they've revived that post their, I guess, major label era. And when that all sort of came to a screaming halt sometime in the late 80s, Ups and Downs went very quiet. But fortunately, they have come back with some really killer singles, a brilliant album a couple of years ago. And I was lucky enough to see them play at the Marrickville Bowling Club around about a year ago. And they were on fire. Well, they've come back with this new release called Another Country. It's a 5-track EP, and it's full of much-loved new wave and post-punk tunes. Now, I have to say, when I looked at the track listing, it was as if they had jumped into my head and chosen so many of my favourite songs of that era. I kid you not, I wrote to Greg of the band and said, how have you done this? How did you know that I love all these tracks? I'll tell you what some of those tracks are. Are You Receiving Me? An early XTC track, which I absolutely love. The Comsat Angels' Independence Day, which would be up there as one of my all-time favourite songs out of the 80s, a much just forgotten band, and I'm glad that the Ups and Downs have reminded us of what a great song it is. I'm In Love With a German Film Star by The Passions. I could have played any of these for you on the podcast because they're all brilliant. And Wire's track Outdoor Miner, which is one of the great sort of punk pop classic sounds. Such a catchy tune. The one I'm going with, though, is their cover of The Corgis' Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime, which was, of all the songs I've nominated, was a hit in this country. I think it went all the way to number one. But what makes it even more special is that expat Aussie legend Rick Springfield plays the lead guitar solo on this track. I'm not quite sure how they managed to drag Rick in. Maybe I should sit down and talk to Greg all about this. But anyway, this is a brilliant EP of cover songs from Ups and Downs called Another Country, and this is Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will stop. Yeah.
just below the surface. It is dark and cool. You know you should fill your lungs. Something holds you down. Something holds you down. I wish I could give you answers. You're not ready to ask. Living in this way, you won't last. You can feel the currents, but can't let go. Something holds you down. Something holds you down. I wish I could be your courage. You're not ready to face fear. And all I want for you is stillness. But in this state, you're restless.
There is a special live rendition recorded at the Pimpod Studios a couple of years ago now, but I've played it. The voice of Naomi Keat. I really love her music. I love her songwriting. And Naomi recently was awarded at the South Australian Music Awards Best Folk Act as a part of the People's Choices Award. This isn't the first time she's won awards. She won the National Live Music Award back in 2016 and in 2017 was nominated for 3 awards at the SA Music Awards. So it's great that she's won Best Folk Artist. And a track there from an album that came out around the time, I guess, all those kind of accolades first came through, an album called Melaleuca that I still think is very special and I still play a lot. And if I ever see her playing around in South Australia, I make a beeline. She played at WOMAD for any of you that were there a couple of years ago, and it was fantastic, a wonderful opportunity for someone from her home city of Adelaide, where WOMAD takes place, but was given that opportunity to play for a much larger crowd. The track that Naomi performed for us was Undertow. And if you don't know that album, Melaleuca, I highly recommend it to you. We start with Ups and Downs, and isn't that a great version of Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime? As I said, amazing that Rick Springfield was on the solo guitar on that particular track. Now to an album that came out earlier this year. And I'm a little late to some of the releases because things have been building up in my inbox for a lot of reasons of which you already know. For those of you that are discovering this podcast for the first time today, I've been out of my home city for around 4 months looking after my father who's been gravely ill. But this album from Adam Gibson was one that I had flagged that I knew I had to go and listen to. Now, Adam Gibson is, I think, as I said, one of the great poets of Australia. Just listen to this song. Adam doesn't so much sing as recite, but with a passion, with this real fervour in the way he delivers his lyrics. He's the voice behind the group The Aerial Maps, and in fact, I'm pretty sure that was the very first interview I ever did on Radio National with The Aerial Maps. Also, he's a part of the Arkark Birds and Modern Giant, who I'm pretty sure he played with his brother, Simon Robert Gibson, in that outfit. And we'll hear from his brother in just a moment. But this double album that has come out on the Coolin by Sound record label out of Brisbane is absolutely stunning. Takes, I guess you would say, the best of his songs. The album's called There's a Name for This Feeling, The Songs of Adam Gibson. And what these songs do is they transport you. You will know so many points at which Adam references that will take you back to a point in your life. It is the absolute wonderful time machine or transponder that just goes bang and you're back in a particular moment, in a particular place. I just can't rave highly enough about this album. And I love the way Adam's vocals play off the music, because the music has a slightly sort of melancholic twist at times, quite a mantra-ish style to the guitar lines. And his use of repetition is particularly powerful, I think, in the way he weaves his words together. Have a listen to this one. It's the opening track from the album. I could have chosen anything from it. It was released over a decade ago, and its ability to connect people is quite incredible. Adam recognises this, and I guess that's why he's put it at the very first track to be heard on the album. It looks at his childhood and the experience of his dad being on the punt and connecting that to long drives in hot cars. Just listen to this. I hope you love it as much as I do. Adam Gibson on the punt.
Bob's your dad, box quickly out wide as coming across, showing speed, Regal Key with Lily Langtry, but Bob's your dad got over very easily to lead. By three out of the straight on Lily Langtry, rallying through to third, Regal Key, followed by Cosmic Kid, Utah Aston, 3 deep, 14, Deuce McDougall, Time Magic and Skipper's Wish, last of all, Bob's your dad.
My father loved a punt. And on most afternoons, we'd come home from school and he'd be calling up phone tab. This is 207-919-00, he'd say. This is 207-919-00, thank you. Race 5, Eagle Farm, number 6, 4 units each way. Race 6, Flemington, number 12, there's 2 units each way, thank you very much. His transistor covered in a brown leather case, frayed at the edges, and the lino floor in the kitchen, and he loved to punt, my dad, and Jesus, he lost a lot. He loved to punt, my dad, and geez, he lost a lot. And I connect that with long drives in hot cars, hot leather seats which burned your legs to touch, and non-specific coastal roads, and non-specific coastal roads. These aren't the places of magazines. These are nowhere in history writ. They figure in no mythology, not a bit. There's static on the radio, and many years have passed. Scatter cassettes are lying on the floor, and the windows are stuck fast dry. Out the windows, there's roadside kill, and it's been several years I've been lost. All those years since my father died, I don't believe a minute of that, not for 1 second, not for 1 second. Because the bitumen, it flew into my face years ago. It stuck in my cheeks, stuck in my chin, and caught in my eyes. It's been many years, all manner of cars, Chargers and other Valiants, Holdens, XCs, all manner of Japanese imports. I can remember them all, because I never forget, and I remember everything. My father loved a punt, how he lost a lot. And we've been up and down, we've been across, and me personally, so many bags of hot chips, so many meat pies. I've drunk so many cans of Coke, so many bottles of lemonade, chocolate milkshakes, so many cakes from cake shops, so many pies from pie shops, so many bananas from roadside stores. It's been many years now, and I remember my father, I remember him on the phone tap, and Jesus, he lost a lot. And all those years I've been lost, I've been driving, raising my index finger to the oncoming car. Just to say, how's it going? Just like my dad used to do in the old Valiant. Oh, across rivers and towns, over plains, the Hay Plain, the Nullarbor, places which don't resonate with the tourists. The tourists have no idea of this history. For many years I've been lost. I've been stuck on roads and we've become a road ourselves. I lost a lot, my dad. Used to say on the phone tab, this is 207-919-100. Race 5, Randwick, thank you. Race 6, Eagle Farm, calling from some distant town, some distant place. All the adaptos of my life and the childhoods, little signs that say such and such and such and such. Well, this is the road there, this is the road back. This is the time I drove so far and so long. This is the time I ate that custard tart. Ah, this is 207-919-00. All the while I've been dragging something. All the while from Cairns to Broome and back again. All these things are holding me back, so I drive to another coastal town. Look for another surf point. Look for another right-hander coming around the bend. And as I do, the radio flickers to life. And on the races come from some distant town. From Eagle Farm, from Flemington. From Eagle Farm or Flemington, I hear my father saying those afternoons. This is 207-919-00, thank you. Race 5, Eagle Farm, number 6, 4 units each way. Race 6, Flemington, number 12, 2 units each way. Ah, he lost a lot, but geez, he loved a punt. He lost a lot, but geez, he loved a punt. He was on the punt. 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 On the punt.
Ripped jeans and your Murakami, Coltrane and your Shirt X Army. Take steps two at a time. Write verses that'll never rhyme. Read the paper front to back. Hate opinions, you just want the facts. A haircut like your little sister. It's pretty short, but it kinda fits ya. And I'm happy just to hang around with you. Happy to watch as you walk on. The things she shoots are often grey. Buys candles but never matches. Has cards but is always cashless. Her guitar's got no high E, she says. Five strings are enough for me. Loves the beach but won't swim in the sea. Always good for a beer or three. And I'm happy just to hang around. As you walk on through. And if life is just a waste of time, I'll take your battered boats and your mugs of wine. I'm happy just to hang around with you. Likes a drink when she's melancholy. Never rode in a shopping trolley. Spends summers in a Clash t-shirt. Some mornings with a head that hurts, she says, just give me indie rock. Just give me the world. Just give me 1992 with all the flags unfurled. And I'm happy just to hang around with you. Happy to watch as you walk on. Sound, trying to get my feet on.
I don't know how many years' experience in bands both the Gibson brothers rack up, but it would be a lot. I think it'd even rack up more years than I've had on this planet. That is the voice of Simon Robert Gibson, who was a founding member of Disney Fist, also Modern Giant, along with his brother Adam, and they also were original founding members of Aerial Maps. But Simon's played in so many other great bands, Sneeze, Lazy Susan, and along with Simon Holmes, the late Simon Holmes of the Hummingbirds, in the group Fragile. Just some of the groups that he's been a part of. He's just released his debut solo album, The Great Ongoing, and I played for you the track Battered Books. And some, like his brother, a great wordsmith, dedicating songs to Anthony Bourdain, Joe Strummer, and a particularly poignant track that took him quite a while to get around to writing after the breakup of a relationship in 3 months. Go and check out the album. As usual, I'll have a link to it on the playlist for this edition of 1234. Prior to that, the album of Adam Gibson, both of those would look good in your collection, whether it be digital or, in the case of Adam's release, you can get it on vinyl. And I played for you the track On the Punt. But this album, as I said, chock full of just really wonderful songs that will remind you of something at some point. And there's another one that I was going to play, Be Home Before the Streetlights Go On, that anyone who grew up playing outside with their mates, perhaps living in a street where they had a lot of friends, will really get the sentiment behind that track. But go and check it out. Adam Gibson's album, The Songs of Adam Gibson. This is 1234 as we explore really great music from right across the country. On this edition, as I said, given that it is Oz Music Month and we're exploring a lot of great music, I think I'll have one more Oz Music Month program before November comes to a close, but of course I'll keep bringing you great Australian music amongst all the other great songs. The other thing I've got to start seriously thinking about is my end of year list, which I do every year, top 50 tracks, and that sort of reflect on albums I've listened to a lot, or sometimes just singles. And I'm going to have to jam that in somehow because I head back to Adelaide in the next couple of days, and then I'll be back for the first time working in the casual pool at the ABC after a 4.5 month absence, which will be exciting. Anyway, let's leave you now with a great release that's come out this year on the Half a Cow record label. It's the group The Finalists, and it features the great songwriting of Mark Tobin, but he's backed by some winners in Robert Young on guitar keyboards, Chris Familton on bass guitar, great bloke Chris, and Matt Brown on drums. The first two tracks on the album were the singles chosen to lead into the album. It's their first, and what would you call it? But first, yes. And this track, I've got to tell you, is one I've really been enjoying listening to. From The Finalists, this is Hollywood. We'll be right back. The finalists rounding out this edition of 1234 with the track Hollywood. Don't forget all the details up on pimpod.com. Just look for this episode 179 and follow the links to the others. Support them if you can. Get in touch if you'd like to. My email is pp@pimpod.com. And if you'd like to help support what I'm doing and you're not a regular subscriber, you can contact me that way. Or you can contribute to the ongoing costs of this little program, keeping the House of Pimpod alive. I'll put a link at the end of the playlist to how you can do that. I'm Paul Gough. I'll be back with some more fantastic music for you very soon.